This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We are America's longest running syndicated automotive show. Started back in 1992, kind of moved around different time slots for a few years, but in June of 1995, we settled on this time slot and have been there ever since. And we want to thank all of our great stations and listeners along the way. I've learned a lot, and I'm sure you folks have as well. We are going to be playing a little bit of trivia in this hour, too, because lately I've been doing too much trivia, so we'll throw out a question. And we'll also give you an opportunity to throw our special guest a question. Who is the Masked Man? Well, the Masked Man is our certified lubrication specialist, the CEO of thelubepage.com, Dan Watson. So if you have any questions, Dan can help you out in the area of lubrication, certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years experience, former nuclear propulsion engineer for the United States Navy, and one of the best resources out there in the entire world. He's one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America, and he joins us live right now from Florida. And let's see how he's doing. Dan, thanks so much for your time. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bob. I just want to let our listeners know if they hear any loud booms, it's not that the war zone or I haven't gone back in the Navy. We're not shooting guns, but it's Mother Nature out here and a lightning storm, a big thunderstorm going down on top of me. So if they hear that, don't be concerned.
That's right. So common this time of the year in Central Florida, and some of those storms can get quite feisty. I've been reading a lot about fuel economy lately, and specifically about using synthetic oils to improve fuel economy. Is this true, Dan? And are some synthetics better than others when it comes to raising fuel economy numbers?
Well, it's a very good question, and I'm going to answer it completely, but I want to start out with a couple tips for people that I learned in this thing about fuel economy that it was a little bit surprising to me. And so here's something for our listeners to know. The number one issue with fuel economy in your car will be whether you keep your tires inflated. If your tires are running 2 pounds below their recommended pressure by the manufacturer of your car, you can lose 5% fuel economy. If they're running 6 or 8 pounds low, you can lose 10 to 15% fuel economy. So one of the things that we are notorious of, as far as American drivers, is checking those tire pressures. We just don't do it, you know. And used to, when you and I were young, Bob, especially me, it wasn't uncommon for you pulled into a full-service gas station.
Oh, sure.
I checked all your tires and aired them to the correct pressure and checked your oil and checked the water in your windshield washer and checked the radiator and all those kind of things and filled it up for you, and that was all part of the service. Well, we don't get that anymore because we pull into the self-serve gas stations and we fill up our tank and we do all our stuff, but we never check those tire pressures.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and researched this some, and everything I ran into talking about what is the number one cause of loss of fuel economy, and it's low pressure in your tires. So I wanted to bring that up because it's something that, at least it was a surprise to me when I, you know, read it and educated myself on it. And I would bet you that a lot of our listeners are not aware of how much that affects fuel economy. And so, folks, if you're listening out there, check those tires and keep them aired up to the maximum pressure that your auto manufacturer recommends, okay? Now, remember, sometimes they're recommending air pressure for the best ride. So you can go a couple pounds over that if you don't care about a little bit of rougher ride, if you want to get the maximum fuel economy you can. But just keep those tires aired up. Now, the other part is that your car itself, they've done wonders to make them aerodynamically, good for the road. But one of the things, if you'll see every once in a while, is the guys that are really paying attention is the guy with the pickup truck, right? He's got the tailgate off. He might have a little, cloth gate put on there, which is just webbing. But that back tailgate, when that air comes over the pickup and rams into the back and catches on that in the back of the truck, that's a good 5 to 10% fuel economy knocked off. So when you let that tailgate down, or some people would take it off and put this webbing across there, bang, up comes the fuel economy. So these are just tips that you learn when you look into this stuff in depth. Now, when it comes to oil, yes, synthetic oils can provide you with better fuel economy. But here's something to understand. Most of the quality petroleum oils, when they meet this designation as a fuel-efficient oil, they too will provide you a better fuel economy than the standard oils that don't carry that. And part of the reason is, quite frankly, is they've gotten thinner. You know, when you go from a 50-weight oil to a 30-weight oil, that can be good for, in depends upon the motor, the vehicle, so anywhere from 5 to 10% fuel economy dropping down from a 50-weight oil to a 30-weight oil. So therein lies the secret to why we're now, everybody's in a 20-weight oil. It's all about maximizing that fuel economy. And the thinner oils take less energy, if you will, to move the oil pump, to pump it, and also they have less what they call hydraulic drag. Not friction, but hydraulic drag, which is a function of the thickness of the oil in tight places. So anyway, the answer to the question is yes, you get better fuel economy with synthetic because it has a lower coefficient of friction, and also that you can get away with running 0W20, whereas if you were running a straight petroleum 0W20, you'd be having some wear problems before long. So having these synthetics available to get to these lighter weight oils is going to provide us with the best possible fuel economy with those lighter weight oils. Now, there's a trade-off, and we have to know when it's trading off and it's not working, that we start to get past the factor where we can show the best wear protection. We don't want to go thin to the point to where we lose our wear protection and we start having unusual wear in the engine because we're running around with oil that won't hold its viscosity. So there's a number I've talked about in times, and just I'll tell it to the people. If they look it up, it's called high temperature, high shear. And that's a test that the manufacturers require the oil companies to run to make sure you meet a certain viscosity protection at 300 degrees and 1800 RPM. So that's a requirement in all these new oils, that they meet a certain minimum spec for that. And the 20-weight oils that meet that, you're in pretty good shape, especially if it's synthetic. If it's not synthetic, if it's a blend or some other cheap thing, what's going to happen is when it gets to elevated temperatures, it's going to lose that ability to hold that protection. So, go to thinner oils, go to synthetic, get better fuel economy. But keep in mind, you are doing a trade-off of maximum protection versus maximum fuel economy.
That's some great advice there. And, you know, typical of the summer months, the gas prices have gone up a little bit, and every little bit of money you can save here in 2018 is a good thing.
Well, I promise you, if people check their tires, I would bet you right now, Bob, if we could go out and check, and we went out and checked 20 cars, we'd find 15 of them that would have low pressure in one or more tires.
I bet you're absolutely right. And, you know, it's funny, living in Florida, you know, it's all self-service gas stations. In Massachusetts, there were a few full-service gas stations available. In New Jersey, they're all full-service, but nobody's checking your tire pressure. Well, take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we're going to go to your questions. The first one is from Juan in California. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being with us. My name is Bob Long, along with our go-to guy when it comes to anything in the realm of lubrication, synthetic oils, and much, much more. He's got a wonderful webpage, us website, thelubepage.com, and tons of videos up on YouTube. did you ever count the total number that you've got up there?
I think at one time I had about 70, I think.
Wow, that's
now,
a lot of work.
People are on me. They've been on me for a while to make some new ones. So to anybody out there listening and wants me to make new ones, believe me, I'm going to get started. You just have to give me a little time to get caught up here.
Exactly. Before we get to Juan in California, we want to talk to somebody from Decatur, Alabama, and he has written in a question here. Dan, I've heard you talk about low-speed pre-ignition, but I don't understand why it only applies to direct injected engines. Please explain.
Well, it's really straightforward. The process to get this low-speed pre-ignition happens when the engine is, say, at idle or lower RPM, and the injectors actually drip some fuel in. And that fuel doesn't have to be a lot of it, but just enough of it that it will combine with some oil, make a large enough amount, and it gets on the crown, but the side of the crown of the piston. And then when the piston is coming up in the compression stroke, the gas and oil mixture that's in that side of the piston that got stuck down on the side of the crown, it gets thrown up, if you will, pushed up, slinging it, if the best term I can use, it slings it up into the volume of the piston area in the cylinder, and then when that compression comes up, it doesn't wait for the spark plug to fire. It goes off before the spark plug and the timing of the engines for that spark plug to set it off. Now, it only applies to direct injected engines because they're the only ones with an injector actually in the cylinder where it could leak raw fuel into the cylinder. You have a multi-port or throttle body injection on the other engines. And what that means is I've got an injector. If it's multi-port, I've got one in each one of the intake pipes on the manifold that goes down to the intake valve. Well, I got a huge amount of air whistling past there, and when that injector injects, that stuff gets mixed in the air, and it's just all mixed up, what they call fully atomized or mixed up as it comes in through the intake valve into the cylinder. Then that piston is coming up, that valve is closed, creates the compression, and the ignition sets it off. Well, there's nowhere there that you can get liquid fuel into the cylinder. Same thing with the throttle body. It's like a carburetor, except it's called a throttle body injector, and it just has an injector that puts it into the airstream, just like the carburetor did, and divides it up for that single jet that it goes into the air intake, goes down through the intake manifold into each one of the cylinders. Well, again, that's fully mixed up. There's no place where you can get this raw fuel. So it's not going to happen in regular multi-port fuel injected or throttle body injection. It's going to only happen where there's an injector sitting in that cylinder that could drip some raw fuel into the cylinder that could get trapped with some oil. Now, this is the key. Oil can be blended in such a way that it will not support that combustion process. So one of the requirements in the new they got a rating that's going to be intermediate here, but it's going to be called SN Plus before they come out with the SP. And one of the requirements to get the SN Plus rating is that the oil will not participate in low-speed pre-ignition. Okay? So for our people out there with direct-injected engines, right now you'd be looking for the new SN Plus rating on oils to know that they've been formulated to resist low-speed pre-ignition. Now, I might say from AMSOIL, 100% of the AMSOIL line of products will not participate in low-speed pre-ignition. Now, they wouldn't from the beginning. It's just the way you formulate it. It's not particularly because they're synthetic. It's actually the combination of the way you do your additive package and what you do, and so it works out that none of them would participate in it. But that's the important thing to remember. SN Plus, to get that rating, the oil has to be able to stop this low-speed pre-ignition, and also that you will not have to worry about it on unless you have a direct injected gasoline engine. So I hope that that clears it up. That sounds straightforward, Bob?
Yeah, that definitely clears up a number of questions that folks have had. It's a little bit complicated, but you did a real good job. Now we've got Juan in California. He writes to us, we have several UTVs in use on the farm. Does AMSOIL make oils for these machines? That's a good question, and why don't we explain to folks off the bat, too, what is a UTV?
Well, you know, everybody gets the term ATV, all-terrain vehicle, right? A UTV is a utility vehicle. Okay, and what it is, you've seen them in commercials. There's these; they look like these little sort of buggy trucks, if you know what I mean. It's like the front end of it looks sort of like a four-wheel ATV, but then it's got this little bed on the back of it where you could haul hay or you could haul fence posts or some things like that. It's usually four wheels, and they're really dynamic little vehicles, and they're very popular now throughout the anything to do with agriculture. Because they can go all over your farm, and you're not having to try to drive your big pickup truck, and you can get to wherever you want to go much easier than trying to walk. And I was talking with someone recently that's in the cattle business, and they actually use two or three of these just to herd the cattle from one pasture to the next. So very useful vehicles. Now, they're like ATVs in the fact that they have similar engines and drive systems. They just have different bodies and characteristics. But these little machines can cost you $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a piece just for a standard one. And if you get some better features in it, so to speak, you could be out $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. So they need to be protected, and they run small engines, and they run very hard, and they push them to the limit in these type of situations. So having a good quality engine oil is going to do well to save that little machine from running itself, you know, really just right into the ground, because they do the kind of work that we probably would have done in a small pickup truck before, and yet they've got this usually small four-stroke engine that might only be maybe, Bob, I don't know if it's 1,200 cc's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a small engine, so you're only going to have a quarter to of oil in it. You've really got to protect it.
You definitely do. When we come back, more of your questions. 855-660-4261. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Trump administration pushing back against racial allegations in an upcoming tell-all book from Omarosa Manigault Newman. Speaking to Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said she's never heard President Trump make a racial slur. And as far as Newman's claim that she was offered $15,000 a month to sign a non-disclosure agreement after she was fired.
That's not hush money. Everybody sends an NDA. It sounds like she didn't want to sign it and didn't want to go back to the campaign because she had a book on her mind.
In 2016, Omarosa was the Trump campaign's director of African American Research. President Donald Trump continues his criticism on Twitter of the Russia investigation by the special counsel. His attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tells CNN's State of the Union that it's clear the special counsel is trying to get Trump to perjure himself.
There's an article in National Review this week by Andy McCarthy, who was a very fine prosecutor, that explains how you put together a perjury trap, and this is probably a perfect example of it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Listening on WFLA, just outside of New Orleans in Slidell, Louisiana, is Matt. And Matt has a Harley motorcycle, and he's always heard it's not a good idea to use synthetic in an older Harley. There's something about roller bearings sliding. Can you give me the straight answer? He most certainly can. Matt, hold on for Dan Watson from the Lube page.
Well, I'll tell you, if I've had to talk about these sliding roller bearings once, I've talked about them don't know how many times, Bob. They don't slide, they roll. And see, here's the misunderstanding about these roller bearings. People are thinking that I got this roller, right, and it's not going to roll if the oil is so slick that it would just slide over it rather than roll. But the misunderstanding is what makes a roller bearing roll. It rolls due to pressure between the roller and the race that it rolls on. Now, what creates that pressure? It would be the shaft that's in the center race putting pressure on the other side of the roller. Okay? So, when you have pressure, and that pressure traps the oil, this really thin film of oil between the race and the roller itself. Now, that oil is under enough pressure. Imagine, you can think about this for a moment. If you had a round pencil, that would be the roller, right? Just take a little half-inch section of that round pencil and say, that's the roller. It's not very big.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine the edge, if you were to try to look at that thing and you could see how much of it is actually on a good flat surface, it would be an area not even as wide as the tip of the pencil lead would be what's laying on the flat surface on that round roller. So that little tiny area, which is what is making the contact, which has oil between the race and the roller, creates intense pressure. And that pressure makes that oil between those two surfaces function virtually like a solid rather than a liquid due to the pressure. And so that pressure exerts pressure against the race and against the roller. And the roller has to move. So it rolls because of the pressure being pushed against it with that shaft already moving, right? So in other words, there's a race already moving. This roller's trapped between two of them, so it's got to move. It has to roll. In the great world of high-tech lubrication theory, I'll put this out one time and then I hope people can just not have their eyes roll back. That little regime there is called elastohydrodynamic lubrication, okay? And I only put that out because to let you know, this is a scientifically derived thing. I'm not making this up from my own intuition. This is a well-understood phenomenon of roller bearing. But it's not understood by the old Harley mechanics that didn't know what this meant. And they're talking about these roller bearings sliding because the oil's too slick. Well, by the way, Harley makes their own synthetic oil. And ever since Harley came out with that synthetic oil, Screamin' Eagle synthetic oil, the rumor story mill about sliding roller bearings just disappeared. And it's because once they had a synthetic labeled Harley, there was no concern for sliding roller bearings with synthetic oil. So, folks, it was a mechanic's tale with no basis when it started. It's the same nonsense as it was then. And the best thing you can do for your Harley Davidson, because they run hot, they need the best oil they can get, they need an oil that will not break down, and I suggest that you run Amsoil's premium synthetic motorcycle oils. But Screamin' Eagle is a good oil. I mean, if you're on Harley and you've got to buy it with the Harley label on it, then move up to their Screamin' Eagle synthetic, because they've paid an outside company pretty good money to make that oil. So it's not a bad oil. I think you can do a little better with the Amsoil, and I think we can give you better prices on it. But at least use Harley Screamin' Eagle. Don't go back to the petroleum. Do yourself a favor and your motorcycle a favor and keep it a long time using a good synthetic engine oil. And you're going to use a 2050 in those because they run hot. So I hope that explains it without getting too deep in the weeds, Bob.
No, you did a great job, as usual, Dan. Did not get too far into the weeds. I like that expression. Let's talk to George in Portland, Oregon, KPAM. I have some older tractors. They're all diesel. Can I use the new CK4, or do I need to stick with
CI4, I think.
CI4 plus diesel oils.
Well, you ask a good question, because these older engines, they don't, especially tractors. See, CK4 is really tailored to do the job for these diesel engines that are turbocharged, and they got all the sophisticated new exhaust systems with the diesel particulate filters and the catalytic converters, urea tank, nitrous oxide treatment tank, all this kind of stuff. Well, that is not on any modern tractors, nor is it on any older tractors, okay? So, of course they can use the CK4 oil, okay? They can. And if they were my tractors, I would continue to look for the CI4 Plus, because it's a more robust additive package of zinc and phosphorus for the things that those older tractors, the design of those, they could do better with the better anti-wear package that you might have in the new CK4. But will the CK4 do the job? Yes, it will. And it's going to get harder and harder for people to find CI4 Plus. I mean, 2007 was the last year that it was the standard call for. We're talking about 11 years ago. So it's getting tougher and tougher to find it. But it's still a very good oil for the applications that it went into. I'm happy to say that AMSOIL continues to make that oil just because the demand never seems to go away. So if the people want it, they keep making it. Now, the new CK4 from AMSOIL, the max protection diesel oil they make, it will outperform the CI4 Plus formula from the old days. It is just a most remarkable synthetic diesel oil on the market. It has six times the Detroit diesel wear factor that the test that's required. I mean, it's just across the board, it's probably the best diesel oil that's been made in the country. And I don't say that just because, you know, that it's AMSOIL and I'm associated with AMSOIL. You can evaluate this. You can compare it to anything you want. It is one of the best products that they've ever made. And so if you are still using CI4 Plus, we can get it for you. I don't know how much longer, but you're going to have a hard time finding it in your local parts store. The problem you'll run into is you'll find an oil that'll say CK4 satisfies CI4 Plus and CJ4 oil. When it says satisfies, of course it means that it's backward compatible, that you could use it. But most of the CK4 formulas out there don't have the anti-wear protection of the CI4 Plus oil. Now, the new AMSOIL CK4 exceeds all those things just over the top, but just because they say that it can be used as a substitute for CI4, they didn't say that it has superior qualities to the CI4 Plus. So anyway, that again gets off into some of the things. But these guys that stick with the CI4 Plus oil, they are adamant about it. They want it.
Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense. Telephone-wise, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Email bob@boblongradio.com. Dan Watson at theloopage.com. We're coming back with lots more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 411 gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. I was enjoying that bumper music, so I let it go just a little bit too long. We've got Dan Watson from The Lou Page, CEO of TheLouPage.com. He is a resource, and not only during the program here, but in archive form, in podcast form, on-demand form. If you want to hear a rebroadcast from your phone, you can just go to GCN Live and then type in Auto World, and it will give you the different satellite receivers and sometimes even coordinates and stuff. So that's very cool indeed. Paul, we were talking about a variety of things, including the ATVs from the Midwest, and why don't we move up to a new question? This one is from Georgia. I have a 2014 Mercedes, and I heard you talking about special European oil. Is this something I need to be concerned about? It's typically just getting past the oil change and don't ask much about what they put in.
Well, he's not different than most people. A lot of people pull in and say, change my oil, okay?
Yeah,
I just like to give people the advice that if you don't care what they put in, most too many times they don't care either. So be careful. Make sure you always pay attention and ask for oils by their name. If you want them to use Valvoline, then if that's something they got, tell them you prefer Valvoline. We hope you'll say that you want Amsoil. But if you want them to use a particular oil, ask them for it. I would personally advise you to stay away from the bulk oil, whatever it is. Use something that is more premium and that will give you better protection. Now, this Mercedes, I don't think I have to tell people that Mercedes are not cheap. It costs a lot of money. So here's the deal. If you got a Mercedes-Benz, for goodness sakes, give it the best oil that you can, because if you take care of one of those cars, I guarantee you it'll last you a million miles and 25, 30 years. Okay? That's one thing about those Mercedes. They're built like a tank. They'll go on and on and on if you take care of them. They also put about 8 to 9 quarts of oil for the capacity of the oil pump. And that's because they believe in a large volume of oil gives you better protection. Well, guess what? All of the U.S. manufacturers coming around to that. Now you see a lot of vehicles with 7 quarts of oil coming from the factory instead of where they've gotten down to 4 before, and that's just not a lot of volume of oil. Now let's get to this special European oil. Here's the thing. The Europeans actually have a classification system that is different than the American Petroleum Institute system here in the United States. We have API classification, and we like to use the one shoe fits all. So we have, for gasoline engines right now, we're in the SN rating. And as I said earlier, be looking for the SN plus. It's the next level before we get to the SP, which will be the one after that. Mm-hmm. And diesel oils, we're at CK. Okay, CK4. Now, here's the thing. European oils have 5 levels, folks. 5 levels of certification. And they're fairly complex. And I wouldn't want to try to explain them here. You can find it on my website, thelubepage.com. But the thing about it is the ACEA is the governing organization in Europe that sets the standards for the oil to be purchased. And they go pretty much by what Mercedes and BMW and Peugeot and Renault and these guys tell them they need for their cars, and they have different levels so that they can make sure that you get that level of oil. And their top rating is a premium oil, virtually all synthetic, and it requires oils that have extended life, long drain intervals, high performance, high temperature ratings, significant anti-wear packages in them. They're very sophisticated. So on this Mercedes, if you're going to put oil in it, you need to look for oil that on the bottle would have the ACEA ratings that match the ones in your owner's manual. Okay? And a lot of companies are responding to this. Mobil has European auto oils. Castrol now has European auto oils. But the very first people in the country, believe it or not, to bring out a specified European auto oil was Amsoil Synthetics. Because Amsoil believes that you need to make the oil to meet the requirements specified by the manufacturer. And that you should not try to put sometimes everything in one bottle or one specification, because you really can't do that. You sometimes have to specialize and make oils that meet higher levels of specifications, because that's what these cars are calling for. So it's not a complicated question. It's a simple answer, which says use a European auto-rated oil if you've got a European auto. Do not depend upon the API SN rating. In almost at least 80% of the time, that SN rating will not satisfy the European auto manufacturer's oil standards for your European auto. So if you're pulling in someplace and they don't know any better, and God bless them, some of the quick lubes may fall into this category, they just don't know any different. So they put, you tell them to do an oil change, and they put the standard stuff that's in the bulk tank, and it's probably a low-grade SN-rated oil, and next thing you know, these people somewhere, their engines are wearing out, and they don't know why, because they're putting in this cheap oil. And if you own a European auto oil, you're going to have to learn what that stuff means, and you're going to have to ask for the right stuff. Bob, this was so bad a number of years ago that Mercedes had they're one of the first companies that had the oil change light on the dash, that it would come on and tell you it's time to change the oil. And of course, that doesn't sample oil. That's just That's just an algorithm that a computer uses to say how many miles you can go depending upon how the engine is used as far as temperatures and fuel demand and all this determines how hard it's working, okay? So they had it set up using that, assuming you were going to use oil that would meet the ACEA standard from Europe. Well, there's a bunch of engines failing here in the United States, and Mercedes was beside themselves. They didn't know what was going on. And then when they realized that in the States, people were not using the required oil, they came out with a letter, because they honored their warranties, but they came out with a letter and said that the only way you could use that installed light on the dash was if you used a synthetic engine oil that met the ACEA ratings, the European ACEA ratings. And if you weren't going to do that, change your oil every 3,000 miles with U.S. North American oil, okay? So this is real important stuff for our European auto people to understand. It hasn't changed. The need, it seems, or the drive in the United States that we're going to have this one API-rated oil, SN, that's going to cover all these specs, it's just, it can't last much longer. And in fact, when the SP oil comes out, they're going to have two types. One is backwards compatible, and one is not, because they're going to 0W16 rating, and the SP rating on that will be a non-backward compatible oil. It may meet that spec, but that means that none of that 0W16 can be backwardly used in anything else. So finally, they're going to be splitting the spec for the SP rating so that we'll have more than one qualification of oil there. But this gets complicated, but it is so important to European auto owners to pay attention to this, because it's so critical to the life and the good performance of your European automobile. I just emphasize it, Bob. I don't know how to say it any more straightforward than that.
Yeah, well, that's a good way of putting it, Dan. And an excellent question. Let's go to when we come back.
I don't think
we're
going to have time to finish him, Bob.
Yeah, we'll have to hold him for another week. In the meantime, give out that telephone number and that all-important website.
Website is thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, and the number, phone number, 800-370-2986.
Thank you, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I am Bob Long.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.